Hi, is this Kiara?
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Jeanette. I'm calling on recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yourself? My apologies for the noise. I'm at work. I'm an aide, so I cannot step out.
That's okay. And we're speaking on a recorded line. I'm just calling to see if you've gotten assistance in filing a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit yet.
No, I haven't gotten any assistance.
Okay. And no, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. And then just to verify, you don't have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed any legal documents retaining an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay. And then who was affected by Depo Provera? Was it you or a family member?
It was me.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed with a meningioma?
It was July 10th, I believe. Hold on, I have everything written down.
Yeah.
It was July 10th in 2021.
2021, okay. Mm-hmm. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
It's February 11th, 1999.
1999, thank you. And do you know anyone else who's injured by the Depo Provera shot?
No.
Okay. And did you use the main brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year?
Yeah, I used it for about 3.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I did that because I was getting it every 3 months.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through 2024?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you first start taking Depo Provera?
It was in 2018. I believe it was September of 2018. I don't know the exact day.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. And when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
I stopped taking it. Hold on one second. I stopped in June of 2021.
June of 2021. Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled K-I-A-R-A.
Yes.
Okay, and your last name, N-E-T-T-L-E-S.
Yes, I do have two last names legally. Should I use both? Or?
Yeah, whatever would show on your medical record.
Okay, so it's Mush Champ Nettle, so I'll spell it out for you. I know it sounds crazy.
Thank you.
It's M-U-S-C-H-A-M-P. Then there's a little hyphen right there, and then it's Nettle.
Okay. So M as in Mary, U as in Umbrella, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, P as in Piano.
Yes.
Okay. And then hyphen N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, mm-hmm. T as in Tom, T as in Tom, L as in Lima, E as in Echo, S as in Sam.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, the second, third, or no?
No.
Okay. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
It's 623-11-0445.
Thank you. And I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name, nettles3@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is it 424-227-1653?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's my cell phone.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
516 North Market Street, apartment 1 in Inglewood, California.
Okay.
Zip code 90302.
Okay, 90302.
Yes.
Thank you. And then what was the name of the diagnosing doctor?
His name was Dr. Hold on. I'm down to. Is Dr. Philip Han or An?
And how is it A-N-N? How did he spell?
It's spelled
A-H-N. A-H-N. Okay. And Dr. Philip An, where does he practice out of?
Of Cedars-Sinai, the medical center.
Okay.
And the address is 8700 Beverly Boulevard in West Hollywood. Okay. The zip code is 90048.
Thank you. Okay. Yep. And the 90048, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and you saw him at Cedars-Sinai?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then just the meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was Dr. Philip Ann on your treating doctor also?
Yes.
Okay. And then was treatment done at Cedars-Sinai as well?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you. And then who was the prescribing doctor for the Depo-Provera?
The prescribing doctor, let me go to him. It was Dr. John Pinkin.
John Pinkin? How would you spell that?
He spells it P-I-N-C-H-E-S, like Pinkin.
Okay. And where does Dr. Pinkin practice out of?
Long Beach Memorial.
Memorial. Okay. Memorial Hospital.
Yes, medical center.
Okay. Center. Okay. Okay. Do you know if his middle initial is L?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, and then Long Beach Medical Center, is that the same as Memorial Care, Long Beach?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that's on Atlantic Ave?
Yeah.
Okay, and the pharmacy that you went to, was it at Memorial Care, Long Beach?
Yeah, it was there too.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and do you have any copies of your medical records?
Not with me physically, but I do have them at home.
Perfect. Yep. Okay. And then if the law firm would need copies, are you able to provide them by mail or electronically or both?
I can do both.
Okay. And then
probably be better.
Okay,
electronically.
Then, yeah, whatever's easier. They'll pull medical records, but in the event that they're unable to access pull all of them, They may request any copies you have. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. The number is...
And do they live with you or do they not live with you?
They don't live with me.
Okay. And then their name?
Sierra Evil.
So, okay. And how do you spell her last name?
It's E-V-E-L-L.
Thank you. And then what's the number?
It's 323-535-3010.
Thank you. And then what is your relationship with Sierra?
She's my friend. She's been my friend since I was a kid.
Thank you. And then do you happen to know her email?
I do not.
That's okay. Okay. And do you happen to recall her address off the top of your head?
I believe it's 2401 East El Segundo Boulevard, apartment 34.
Okay. And in what city?
Compton. Thank Compton, you. California, yeah.
Okay. Apartment 34?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and then let me just verify. I have your address as 516 North Market Street, Inglewood, California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apartment 1?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have, I have your first name spelled K-I-A-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have your social as 623-110-445.
Yes.
Okay. I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma July the 10th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your date of birth as February 11th, 1999.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. And then are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Jesus.
Okay, and I just sent the DocuSign over. You should get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send me a DocuSign. Let me know when you see that come through.
Okay, I just got it.
Okay, perfect. And then there will be a link there. You're going to open that link. You might have to press yes to receive SMS messages, so it'll come through.
Okay.
And then I'll stay on the line if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. I just got that back. Okay, you're all set to go. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski. They're just going to call just to verify it's okay to start the process. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. So just keep an eye out for a call from a 909 number. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. But it's super important that you get back to them or else they won't start. It was a pleasure speaking to you. And again, I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with a meningioma after using the depot shots.
Thank you so much.
Of course, and I hope you have a great holidays, okay?
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.